Thank you for calling Byer Jewelers.
Hi, Macy. With Stephanie, please.
She's not in. Is there something I can help you with?
No, I would need to speak with her. Will she be in today, or shall I try on Monday?
She's not going to be in until April, so what can I help you with?
Okay. Oh, April. Well, maybe you could help me then. My name's Ann. I'm the director of operations here at RDI Diamonds. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Is this Tracy?
Yes.
Tracy. David spoke with you earlier today and said that there was an issue with running of the SOSH back in December.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure I touched base with you and apologize for the inconvenience. Back in December, we shipped you for the first time in a very long time. And on the paperwork that was signed, it does state we will do a run. So I apologize that wasn't made more clear for you. But that's
so do you do a hard hit every time on somebody?
So, and if we haven't shipped them in a very long time, one time and one time only. And unfortunately, a few bad apples have ruined it. I mean, we've obviously been burned. So that's just really for our protection and for yours. We want to make sure it's going to the right person, you know, right address, and we have to protect, obviously, as a company. So it will never be run again. It's an initial because we haven't done business in so many years.
Yeah, because you guys are annoying as shit.
Why?
Because you call constantly and you call constantly, and that's why like we don't want to use you if we get bugged so much. And I've told sales reps several times, like, hey, you make me not want to use you because you bug so much.
Okay. Because I see that in December. Let me just see who your rep is. Because obviously that's not the intention, right? Looks like you worked with Ethan. It looks like you've had a couple of newer reps. And that's never the intention to bother, right? But I also know out of sight, out of mind. So keeping in touch is so important. Because, Tracy, let's be honest. My relationship with you is really going to be what takes us to that next level in business. That's what our business is about. So what I can do, I mean, I don't ever want to get to the point of annoyance by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, you know, we work very hard to find a way to vet because we offer a lot. You know, we've been in business for 30 years. You know, and the things that we offer, you know, that our jewelers that use us now, they find a value. And sometimes it's just that something that you might need down the road. So I don't know if you explained to David, like, how you'd like to be communicated with, or you know what I mean? Have you done
yeah,
that?
I mean, I've explained it so many times to you guys, it's just gotten repetitive. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like talking to a wall.
Okay. I mean, I look and I can see back in December, they called more. They did call a lot. It looks like after you guys initiated that first memo.
Mm-hmm.
And then prior to that, it was in April.
Yeah, because I got mad.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, like we don't want to be bugged.
Yeah, no. I agree with that. Well, what I'll do is I'll talk to David. And again, we're trying to be a resource for our jewelers. You know, again, not an annoyance, but a resource to help you make more sales. So I understand that you don't want to be harassed. I wouldn't want to be either. So I will let David know that, you know, is email acceptable?
Email is fine.
Okay. Is reaching out every, like, once every other week just to be like, hey? Cause
that's
again,
way too much.
Do you not order diamonds like that?
No, we don't.
I got you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay. We don't.
Okay.
And we have an extensive inventory ourselves, so I'm obviously going to sell what I already own.
Right, sure.
So, but there's, you know, we never know when we need something like that. So, and we do have, I'm going to be completely honest with you, we do have people that we work with directly on a regular basis that are local.
Right. I get that. Trust me, I completely understand.
Yeah. So, every other week, nope, that's too much. Like
too much.
Yeah, we don't want to be bugged.
Okay.
We do a lot of wholesale repairs, so we're a very busy shop.
Okay.
So it's just, Yeah.
It's a lot.
Kind of don't want to be bugged.
Okay, what I'm going to tell David is to, I'm going to have him email you once a week with a heads up. Like, hey,
okay.
if you need something, if there's a way I could be helpful to you, if there's something harder that your, you know, your normal suppliers, you know, can't find you. Because, listen, I get loyalty. I have customers that I've been working with for 13 years, right? And
yeah.
I know they're loyal to me. And Tracy, I'm very good at my job, so it would be very, very hard for somebody new to come in and try to steal them, and I know that.
Yeah.
But I've only been in this business for 13 years, and at some point, somebody was working with them. So
right.
I had to earn my, you know what I mean? I had to earn my place, and I took time. And that's what my reps here are trying to do. So what I'll tell him is to give you a heads up in an email. If you could, when you have a second reply, even like so he doesn't think like, oh, did she get it? Because that's going to be like, oh, I'm going to call her then. Like, I don't want that, and I don't want to piss you off. But if you could extend that kind of.
I mean, I don't need to need an email every week.
Okay.
If he wants to send me an email every week, something, that's fine. I run the shop, so
okay.
I'm very, very busy. I probably
yeah.
see 200 jobs a day, repair
wow.
jobs a day.
Wow.
So
are you by yourself?
No, I run the shop and I run the store front too, and then we have 3 goldsmiths, so I have to keep
oh,
it.
Wow.
I keep everything going. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very busy on that end, so sometimes I don't even look at emails for days. So
okay.
tell him not to flip out. But, yeah, we don't do diamond sales like that. So,
okay.
You know, there's always a chance that nobody has what we're looking for, and you might. You know what I mean? I get that.
I agree, yes.
So being bugged, we're, yeah.
Okay. I will talk.
If we see you guys' phone number pop up, don't even answer it.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, no, I understand you're busy, and, you know, my reps are just doing what they're supposed to, right?
I know.
And we do want to be thought of when you do need something. So that's why, again, like, I mean, it's all about relationships.
And
I get it. It's a double-edged sword, so I do understand. But
yeah.
Do me a favor. If there's something, you know, if there's ever an issue, my name is Ann. I'm the director here. Please
okay.
don't hesitate to call me. Because I would much rather you do that, and then I have a conversation with the rep. That's never
okay.
a problem. And I'll give you my number, just because, again, I don't want you, because honestly, if you're pissed and you're annoyed at us, Tracy, and then you're
yeah.
talking to your jeweler friend, who, you know what I mean, because we all talk, and now you're telling them, because I do the same thing in the world, right, of anything,
right.
I'd rather just nip that in the bud. So I'm going to do my
yeah.
best to make us, you know, figure out a way
okay.
to work with each other.
Okay.
My number is 800-874-8768.
Uh-huh.
And
do you have an extension?
Yep, it's 114.
Okay.
All right. So if there's ever, like I said, if there's ever anything that, you know, you need help with, I'll talk to David, kind of give him a heads up.
We're in the middle of a blizzard right now and people are just driving like maniacs.
It's crazy.
Okay.
They don't know how to act. I don't know what's wrong with people. I know. We're over here, and it's about to hit us today and tomorrow. And my husband's like, these people don't get it. Like,
no.
No.
And our intersection that we sit at is busy anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just every day. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 90 degrees and 100 outside, and people do stupid shit in our like, we have a lot of entertainment in the intersection, okay?
Right.
And I just saw a guy almost get crammed by a FedEx semi just a second ago.
It's
so,
insane. I mean, it's, like, crazy because we live here. Like, we're in Rochester, New York, so it snows
yeah.
all the time. And the first time it, like, really snows, like, people are driving like assholes. There's accidents. People
yes!
are, I'm like, people, we've been here for years. What are you doing?
That's, I'm thinking, we're in Ohio. Well, you get it. You're in New York. Like, you've not seen snow before? What's the deal?
Correct. Correct. Where's Springfield?
Southern Ohio. We're in between Dayton and Columbus.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm more familiar with, like, the Cleveland.
Oh yeah, no, we're in Southern Ohio, so we see a lot. I mean, we're to the point where, I mean, we have 100 degree days and stuff like that here too.
Oh my
so,
God.
Yeah.
The only thing I know, and I hope I'm not offending you, is that I have to be, if I'm calling anyone in Southern Ohio, I have to be an Ohio State fan.
Yes.
Otherwise, I will get stabbed. Literally stabbed.
That's funny. My coworker here has got his Ohio State shirt on right now.
Yeah. Yep. Made that mistake once because I don't follow college as much. I follow more NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Michigan versus Ohio game. And my jeweler, who is in Columbus, she's like, who are you rooting for? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really. She's like, wrong answer. And I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
It got real.
Yeah, we don't have anything nice to say about the team up north.
Of course. We don't even say it. We don't even say the name. That's what I've learned.
No, we don't.
So I became a big Ohio State fan real quick.
Yeah. We don't even say the name.
Correct. Correct.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call. Thanks for having a conversation with me. I actually, I'm going to take this account. I'm going to put it in my name. Actually, just
okay.
Because, again, I'd rather have a good relationship, even if we're not doing a ton of business.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tracy.
Have a good afternoon.
Yep. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.